The mental shift actually happened when I went to an event and my very first network marketing event, and I heard what network marketing was because I joined a club. I thought I was just signing up to go take vacations. I didn't know I was in a business. I didn't know I was about to be in sales. I didn't know any of it. Like that, it was middle of September that year, went to my very first network marketing event, went to Akron, Ohio. A guy flew his own plane there. His name's Dave Watson. He was a college coach. And he started talking. And I actually got this like massive connection between helping people find this club and what Jesus did with the 12 disciples. Like I just, like I had this massive, as a matter of fact, I'm going to plug my book.
To tell you.
I literally wrote a book specifically about this.
Yeah.
And so I just fell in love with the concept of what it was that we were doing. And it just like was a parasite and just got in me. And I just fell in love with the process. I literally fell in love with learning the process, and I sucked. Like people think, my favorite thing about people believing that some people are good at this and some people are not, and there's people that believe that, you know, some people are just born with this talent. My first year, I only enrolled 8 people in a company, and I sucked so bad at inviting people. I actually remember the moment that my best friend and his wife told me not only no, but they told me my most favorite sentence that changed like all of my vision. They said, "Perry, this won't work around here." And now, like, I looked at them and I was like, "What do you mean? Like, around here doesn't exist? Like, I don't know because I've traveled my whole life. I don't have a neighborhood. I don't have a circle of friends. I don't have a community. I don't have like my vision or my ability to think doesn't exist in a tiny box." And the way that she said that made me so aware of people's control, where they live, what they think, their community, their little church, their little thing. And that's all they can see at first. And so it took me a while to get over my best friend's no. And then I went to an event in Las Vegas in the next following year and heard one of my favorite trainers, Mark Aceta, tell from the stage that you are not responsible for the outcome.
That's right.
And that statement fixed me as a human being. That statement, when it took the responsibility away from me, and all I had to do was just do the thing, just do the invitation and let the resource do everything. And if they, whatever they say, what, like, that's not my responsibility. It's not my responsibility to think about the outcome whatsoever. I don't care if they say no. I don't care if they say yes. No, I don't care. None of that is my responsibility. My responsibility is to do the thing. And the very next year, I enrolled 500 people in a business.
Wow.
And it was just like, it became nothing but invitation.